is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Canada, Mexico, and China acting fast to respond to President Trump's new tariffs.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing retaliatory tariffs on more than $100 billion worth of American goods, insisting he won't back down unless President Trump backs down first.
Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite, but we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
Imploring President Trump to back away from tariffs that he said are only going to hurt working families on both sides of the border. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Canada's tariffs would target everything from American bourbon to appliances and Florida orange juice. House Speaker Mike Johnson backs the president's tariffs.
All these countries around the world have taken advantage of America. The America First agenda is to reset those relationships.
Many parts of the U.S. economy could be affected by the tariff battle.
90% of the fertilizer used by U.S. farmers is imported, with 80% of that coming from Canada, which now faces new Trump administration tariffs on exports.
We are one of thousands of industries impacted by this. It's a globally traded commodity. What happens in India or Brazil or Europe has a huge impact here in the United States.
Corey Rosenbusch is president of what's called the Fertilizer Institute. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
Ukraine's President Zelensky said today he'd like to make things right with President Trump. The comment comes hours after Trump paused U.S. aid to Ukraine. CBS's MTS Tayyab in Kyiv.
A Ukrainian official has told CBS News the Trump administration's suspension of military aid to Ukraine gives the country only around 6 months before it starts running short of vital ammunition, as the White House continues to pile pressure on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to pursue peace with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren on CBS Mornings.
This is deeply worrisome, this shift that Donald Trump has put in place toward Russia, toward the aggressor, toward the country that invaded Ukraine.
Hundreds of wildfires burning across the Carolinas, the biggest one near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It scorched more than 2,000 acres and is mostly uncontrolled. Area resident Christine Roberson.
Experiencing seeing what we saw, the fact that no one's homes were taken from us, you know, I would say that, yeah, that's pretty good. That's a miracle.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 652 points, the S&P down 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 200 acres of wetland in Kenosha County is getting rehabbed. A plan, after several years of discussion, is moving ahead that will finally see the Pike River South Branch project get done. The initiative aims to rehab an area stretching from Highway K to Highway S. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. The Racine Raiders are returning to the radio through a renewed partnership with WRJN. The season opener will be broadcast May 3rd. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. Reports of dead birds along Lake Michigan's shoreline from Racine to Green Bay are raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society saying they're seeing a rise in suspected bird flu admissions. They're urging people that if they see a bird dead near the water, to give them a call. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won 6 of their last 7 games.
We're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. This is to be expected, but you know, I had a head coach in the past, he's always said that regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have. And obviously, you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage of home.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. For years, Neil Diamond wouldn't reveal the identity of Caroline. And then finally he did. Turns out it was Caroline Kennedy. Not that he was thinking of her in a romantic way. Her name just came to mind and he used it in the lyrics.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin'. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Ooh. would have believed you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
She drives me fast and she drives me fast. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Love that song from the Four Tops. Such a positive song. Ain't no woman like the one I got. Bad grammar, good song, as I like to say. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Big deals, get your big deals here. They're on our website, actually. If you go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals banner at the top of the page, you'll see bargains from local merchants and services and the like, up to 50% off in some cases. It's big deals on our website. Go to WRJN.com. You can shop 24/7.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there. So, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make a die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back. And think of so, I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, I'll make a die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be just a lonely baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
The King of the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That song changed lives. Seriously. John Lennon, for example, when he heard that song, he was totally focused on becoming a musician. WRJN.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeons on the
pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
WRJN with an update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. The mayor's speech addressed the city's housing shortage. There was a discussion about relaxing ordinances for temporary housing and a proposal for an affordable apartment project in the Wilson neighborhood. The speech last night came before a regular council meeting. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from historic Horlick Field. There's been an increase of dead birds seen along Lake Michigan's shoreline. The reports run from Racine to Green Bay, and it's raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society has admitted more than 30 birds with suspected bird flu. Those are euthanized due to the severity of the illness. If you do come across a dead bird near the water, you should reach out to the Humane Society. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain rolls in this afternoon, ramps up tonight, and lays down about an inch of rainfall. Localized flooding is possible, and it'll all flash freeze tomorrow. As snow starts to mix in by the afternoon, it'll be all snow through the evening, laying down less than half an inch. But winds will be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Ronstadt telling it like she sees it. You're no good. Well, I've heard that before. It's a little close to home, Linda. It's the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN and feel-good songs like this one from The Spoonful.
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, another nugget following this gem from the Beach Boys on WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
good.
kindness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN and the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team. Saturday morning, 11 a.m., WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure.
Take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada went into effect today, and the trade war is already ramping up. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Canadians are reasonable, and we are polite. But we will not back down from a fight.
When our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
Adrian Bard has more from Mexico City.
Speaking in a stern voice and ticking off all Mexico has done to cooperate with the U.S. lately, Mexico's president called President Trump's tariffs offensive. She will announce both tariff and non-tariff measures on the U.S. on Sunday.
Cooperación y coordinación, sí. Subordinación, no.
Cooperation, yes, said the Mexican leader. Subordination, no. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
House Speaker